Today's Zama for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Chafheim and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chafdal and Mabez. So says the Mishnah in Kairim, V'lichotzen, V'mavrin, Elu Kreiviv Shomes. When someone is Nifter on Cholamayid, so the only ones who tear Kriya were Chaylates, they reveal their shoulder, or Mavrin, they have the Sudas Havra, are the relatives of the Mace. V'aim Mavrin El Amita Zakufa, and when they do the Havra, they do it on a turned over bed. V'afilu Chacham, ask the Gemara, it's only Kreiviv Shomes to do these things, even when the one who is Mace was a Chacham, but Tani, but we learned in the Braisa, Chacham Shomes, Hakol Kreiviv, everyone's his relatives. Hakol Kreiviv, Sakadaitach, really, everyone's his relatives. Ela Hakol Kikreiviv, everybody has the din of the relatives, that Hakol Kairin Alav, Hakol Chalitzin Alav, Hakol Mavrin Alav Birchava, everyone does all these things, even on Cholamai. So how could the Mishnah say that it's only Kreiviv Shomes? When a Chacham dies, everybody does it. So says the Gemara, Leitzvicha Delav Chachamu. The Mishnah is talking about a case where it's not a Chacham that died. Well, ask the Gemara still, V Adam Kasheru, if it's an Adam Kasher that died, so it's the same thing, Chiyuv Emichayiv L'mikra. Everybody is chayiv to tear Kriya. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Why does Hashem sometimes take away a person's young children? It's Kadesh Yivkev Yisavul Adam Kasher. So in the future, they'll cry and be Misavul on an Adam Kasher. Ask the Gemara, Yivkev Yisavul, Ervayna Kashako, Kashako Mine, Hashemski will taking a collateral from the person, so in the future he does something, that doesn't seem right. It's because in the past, when Adam Kasher died, he wasn't Bach and he wasn't Misabel. Because the schar of a person who is Bach, is Misabel on Adam Kasher, is that he gets complete Mechila because of the cover that he did for him. But the point is that you see, for an Adam Kasher also, even the non-relatives, they tear Kriya, and even on Cholamai. So says the Gemara, the Lav Adam Kasheru. We're talking about where the person in the Mishnah is not an Adam Kasher. Well, still, says the Gemara, Yidikah Yohasam B'Shayas Yitzias Neshama, if he was standing there, a non-relative, at the time of Yitzias Neshama, Chiyuv Mechayev, he's also Chayev to tear Kriya, and even on Cholamayit. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Reb Shimon Elazar Aymer, Ha'imin Alameis B'Shayas Yitzias Neshama, Chayev L'Kriya, he's Chayev to tear Kriya, if he's there B'Shayas to Yitzia. L'mazat Daimeh, what's this similar to? L'Sefer Tairish, in Israf, Chayev L'Kriya, it's no different than the Sefer Tairish that gets burnt. That's the way we view a Neshama that leaves the guf. So says the Gemara, Delaikai Hasan Bishas Yitzias Neshama. The Mishnah is talking about a case where no one was there, that's not a relative at least, Bishas Yitzias Neshama. Now says the Gemara a story that Kinach Nafshi the Rav Safra Leikaru Rabbanan Alei. When Rav Safra was Nifter, the Rabbanan did not tear Kriya over him. And Amri, they said that Leikamina Mine, that we didn't learn from him, and therefore we don't have a Chiyav to tear Kriya. However, Amrlu Abaye said, you're wrong. First of all, mi tani harav shemeis, chacham shemeis tanya. It doesn't say if your Rebbe dies, it says a chacham shemeis, that there's a din to tear Kriya. And furthermore, that which you say is not your Rebbe, that's not true. Kol yayim shmaitse bepum, b'mei medrasha, we say over his teachings every day in the base medrash. So he is your Rebbe, even though you didn't learn mamish in his year, but you learn from his Torah, so he is your Rebbe. Now, Savar man to have a hava, so they thought, okay, fine, they missed it though, it's too late, can't tear Kriya anymore. However, amar lu abaye, tanina chacham kos man shoyiskin behespin, Chayavan Likraya. So long as you're still being maspidim, so there is still a din of Kriya. So Savala Mikrala Altar, so they wanted to tear Kriya right then and there. However, Amr Lu Abaye, the Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Chacham Kvaydid Behespeda. The covenant is to do it, Mamish Bishas the Hespid. So they said that you should make a Hespid right now, and Bishas the Hespid to tear Kriya. Says the Gemara another story, Akinach Nafshi de Ravuna, Savar Lo Yisuve Sefer Taira Apurye. When Ravuna was Nifter, so they wanted to put a Sefer Taira on his Mita, on the same Mita that he was on, as if to say that he kept the whole Taira. However, Amr Lu Rav Chista, who was a Talmud Mufak or Ravuna, Rav Chista said, Milza de Bechaye Lo Yisvirle, something which Ravuna held in his lifetime not to do. Hashto Lekum Levitle, now we're going to do it to him. The Amr Rav Tachlifa said, Anach Azisi Lo Ravuna de Bay Lamesa Vapurye, I one time saw Ravuna, he wanted to sit on his bed. Have a monach sefer Torah alei. There was a sefer Torah on the bed. The kafkada ara vaisa sefer Torah ilave. So he turned over a pitcher on the floor and he put the sefer Torah on top of the pitcher. Amiksaver aser leishav agavi mita she sefer Torah munach alei. You see, he held. You're not allowed to sit on the bed that has a sefer Torah. So now he's on the mita. He's not alive anymore. We're going to go put a sefer Torah on the mita. That doesn't pass. So says the Gemara, they have enough at Purya Mibava, his mita didn't fit out the door. So Sabra Lishal Shule Derech Gagan, so they wanted to take it up the roof and take it down from the roof. However, Amalu Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, again, I heard Hagamirna Minei, I learned from the Rebbe, that Chacham Kvayde Derech Pesach, that the covet of a Chacham is to take him out Dafka through the door, not through the roof. So Sabra Lashnui Mipurya Lapurya, so they wanted to switch the mita, to make a smaller mita so you could fit through the door. However, Amalu Rav Chista, Rav Chista again said, that Hagamirna Minei, I learned from the Rebbe, that Chacham Kvayde Bemita Rishayna, the covet of the Chacham is to put him, to keep him in the same mita. How do we know that you're not supposed to move him around from place to place, keep him in the same mita? As we find by David HaMelech, it says by the Aron Kodesh, that he kept the Aron Kodesh when he was moving it, he kept it on the original Agala that the Plishtim had sent it with. So you see, he didn't want to move the Aron from one Agala to another Agala, he kept it in the same place. So to by Chacham, Kvaydes Bemita Rishayna. So what they did was, is Paris Bava Vafkua. They widened the door, and like that, they were able to take him out in the same Ita through the door. Pasach Alei Rav Abba. Rav Abba gave a hesped, and he said that Roy Haya Rabbeinu Shetishra Lav Shechina El Shabavu Garmalei. Batsam, he was Roy for Shashras Hashechina, but Bavel, the fact that he was in Chutz Laaretz, that's what caused it, that he didn't have Ashras Hashechina. He didn't have Ruach HaKadosh. Now, Mas Rav Nachman Bar Chista, Rav Chista's son, who was at the Levaya, he said, wait a second, is that true? In Chutz Laaretz, a person can't get Ruach HaKadosh. Some say it was a different son of Rav Chista that asked the Kasha, that the Pasuk says, it says that Yecheskel had a Dvar Hashem, he had Ruach HaKodesh, Be'eretz Kasnim, when he was in Chutz La'aretz. So Tavach HaLeavua, Rav Chista, their father, whichever son it was, but the father, he tapped him besandalei with his shoe, and Amar Lei, Lav Amina Lecha, didn't I teach you already? Don't bother people. We know what the Pasuk means, my Haya Shaya Kfar. It doesn't mean he had it when he was in Eretz cast him. It means he had it before when he was still in Eretz Yisrael. That's when he had the Dvar Hashem. So they finished the Levaya in Bavel, and Kiyasku Lahasa, when they were bringing him, they brought him to Eretz Yisrael. So Amruli L'Ravami L'Ravasi, they informed Ravami L'Ravasi that Rav Huna Asay, that Rav Huna is coming. Now they understood that that meant he's coming alive. So Amru, they said, Kiavina Hasam, wait a second, when we were in Bavel, we couldn't even pick up our heads in front of him. We were so embarrassed because he was so much greater than us. Hashta Asin and Hacha and Asabasrain. Now he's coming over here and we should go after him. We should go after him and pick up our heads. We're too embarrassed. Amru, they said, and no, Arainaiba, he's not alive anymore. So Ravami Ravasi Nafuk, Ravami and Ravami, they went to greet the Aaron. And Ravilo Ravchanina Loi Nafuk, they did not go. Or Ikadami Ravilo Nafuk, Ravchanina Loi Nafuk. The point is, says the Gemara, the Nafuk my time. What's the reason for those that they went out? Why did they go to greet the Aaron? The Tanya, because it's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Aaron Aivra Mimakum Makim, I'm the Lava Bashura, Vaimula Berghas Avelam, Vitan Khumi Avelam. When an Aaron travels through the place, from it's going from place to place, so you make Shurais, so you make the two lines for the Aaron to go in between, and you say Berchas Avelim, Tanchumi Avelim. So that's why they went out to greet the Aaron. And Deloy Nafik Maitaima. And what's the reason for those that they did not go out? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Aaron Aivra Mimakum Makim, Einoim the Lava Bashura, Veinoim Ala Berchas Avelim, Vitanchumi Avelim. You don't do these things when an Aaron is passing through. So wait a second, says the Gemara, Kashin Hadadi. It's a stira in the two Braisas. Says the Gemara, like Kash, it's not a stira. Kancha Shildu Kayemes, one's talking about when the spine of the mace is still around. So then there's a din to greet the Aaron. And Kancha Bishain Shildu Kayemes, and then a person does not have to go greet the Aaron. Now, over here, Rav Huna Shildu Kayemes Hava. His Shalad, his spine was Kayem. However, Delay Nafik Le Seimu Kameh. Those that didn't go out to greet the Aaron, it's because they weren't informed about this. They weren't informed that his spine was still intact. Now Amri, they said, now they did the Eretz Yisrael Levaya, they said, okay, now where should we do the Kvura? Where should we rest him? So they figured like this, that Rav Huna Ribitz Torah B'Yisrael, Rav Chia Ribitz Torah B'Yisrael Hava, they were both Marbitzei Torah and Klal Yisrael, it would make sense to bury Rav Huna next to Rav Chia. So they said, okay, fine, that's what they decided. But now, Manayolai, who's going to bring him? Who's going to dare go to the cave that Rav Chia is buried and put Rav Huna over there? So Amalu Rav Chaga. Rav Chaga said, I feel confident enough, I'll bring Rav Huna there. The reason why I feel confident about this is the Oik Mesele Tamude Ki Avina Bar Timnei Yisrael Shnin. I was able to finish all of Shas when I was 18 years old. I didn't see any Keri Levatala. And I was Meshamish Rav Chia. And I know some of his good stories. The Yom Echad, for example, one day, his tefillin straps turned over. And he fasted 40 times because of that. So Rav Chaga, he brought Rav Huna to Rav Chia's Mara. And Avagana Yehuda Mimina Davua Vechizkiya Mismale. And Rav Chiya's two sons were buried next to him, Yehuda from his right and Chizkiya on the left. So Amar Le Rav Yehuda Lechizkiya, Rav Yehuda said to Chizkiya, he said, "Kum miduchteich tavay rech ara dekayim Ravuna behadi dekayim Ravuna." He told Chizkiya, he said, "Get up, because it's not covered that Ravuna should have to stay standing over here. Make some room for Ravuna." So behadi dekayim, as he was getting up, kum behadi amuda denura. There was a tremendous pillar of fire, a pillar of light that shone forth. Chazia Rav Chaga, when Rav Chaga saw this, so Ivis, he was frightened. Zakvi la reina benafik asa. He quickly stood up Rav Huna's arain to block the ar, and he quickly ran out. Vahai delo yanish anish, that which wasn't punished, didn't get burned from the fire, is mishum de zakvi la reina de Rav Huna, is because he put up the arain of Rav Huna, and that's what protected him. Now says the Gemara that kinach nafshid Rav Chisda, when Rav Huna's Talmud, when Rav Chisda was nifter, so stavar lo yisuvi sefer Torah apurye, again they wanted to put a sefer Torah on his mita. However, amalu Rav Yitzchak stopped them and he said, milsa de la rabbi lo yisfirle, something that his rabbi, Rav Huna, held not to do. Anan nekum navile, we're going to do that for him. That doesn't pass, and therefore he stopped them from doing that. Savar de lo yisal karayu, so the tzibur that was there, they tore kriya because it was a chacham shemes, so they thought that, okay, now they're not allowed to sew it back up. However, Amaluhu Rav Yitzchak Barami said to them that Chacham Kevin Shechziru Paneim Achayri Hamita Shailulin, that no, once you turn your face away from the Mita, so then you are allowed to be Shailul the tear.